Okay. Agenda item number seven. Discussion and possible action on trolley replacement construction contract by Michael McLendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed a few people raising their hands trying to say the date was wrong, and it was read into the record correct, and it'll be changed on the resolution when it's signed to read April 25th. That was a prior resolution. So I just want to make that clarification. Thank you, sir. Today I'm going to discuss our proposed trolley replacement project at Day Cordova Bend Dam. So we're moving downstream a little bit to Granbury. Day Cordova Bend Dam has two existing hoist trolleys. These are about 47 years old. They were constructed whenever the dam was constructed back in around 1969. The trolley mechanisms allow BRA to perform necessary operations and maintenance activities that are associated with either the tanner gates or the low flow gates. They're used, and you can see in this photograph here, to set stop logs. This is a small stop log that's being set to work, do some operations on the low flow project. It's become more commonplace for malfunctions to occur, necessitating repairs. And when component parts are needed, we also are having to fabricate new parts. So when we looked at our various options, we performed a study, and that study recommended replacement of both of the trolleys with a single trolley. And that single trolley will remove both the tanner gates. Those are the big, large gates that pass floodwaters. And then we'll also, it'll be able to remove or install the low flow gates. Arcadis performed the engineering design for this project, and really there's two components that are associated with this project. And the primary, or one of the components, was the fabrication of a new trolley or winch cart, and then the other component of the project is a structural modification to the bridge deck. Because of the weight and size of the proposed new trolley, we had to structurally reinforce the bridge deck. We constructed the bid when we went out for bid such that a firm could bid on either one or both components of the project. We knew going in that the fabricator of a winch cart generally doesn't have the structural competence within house to do those necessary repairs that are going to be done. So we went out for bid. With regard to the trolley or the winch cart, we received three bids. The lowest bid was $1.1 million. However, after we began reviewing the bids, the firm that had submitted that bid had qualified its bid with exceptions to the specifications, and they also didn't have the required insurance. So we wound up disqualifying that firm and moved on to the next firm, and their bid was $1.3 million. That firm is Alltech Engineering. Alltech Engineering began some work for us up at Possum Kingdom here about 4 or 5 months ago. They've done an excellent job up there, and so I don't anticipate any problems with qualifying them. With regard to the modification or the structural component of the dam, we received two bids, pretty competitive bids, at $609,000. Jurassic Construction was the low bidder for that. Arcadis has done their review of Jurassi and has recommended that we contract with them and move forward. You can see down here at the bottom, we've attempted to align our cash flow with the project. We have $1 million to spend associated with the project this year, and then we're looking at $1.4 million next year. The project should end next year. The long lead item on this project is the fabrication of the winch cart, and that's probably about 7 to 9 months. I do have a resolution for your consideration, but I'd also entertain any questions that the board may have at this juncture.
Question. Is there a risk of just having one trolley if it goes down? You'd be able
to function? Yes, sir. One of the things that we could do if it did go down is bring, I'm going to use the wrong term, but a crane up on the bridge deck to help remove one of the stop logs.
Any more questions? Read your resolution, please.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 25th, 2016 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Gerasi Construction to provide construction services for the trolley replacement project at De Cordova Bend Dam in a total amount not to exceed $609,029. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract to provide winch cart fabrication services for the trolley replacement project at De Cordova Bend Dam in a total amount not to exceed $1,432,500.
You heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Kilgore, second. Newton.
Poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
We're going to take a 10-minute break. We'll come back 10 minutes.